The Somalia of my childhood, when I was born in the 80s, it was thriving, normal. It was a very pleasant environment to grow up in. I was born into a family of educators that had strong women as heads of households, and sort of grew up in a very comfortable setting of being surrounded by lots of family. And when the war started, we went back into the capital thinking that it was the smaller villages that were going to have the hardest hardship. And it would be safer in the capital because people wouldn't allow for that to be part of destruction. And it wasn't. I think my earliest memory of when the war actually felt real was waking up, you know, midnight to militiamen surrounding our house. My aunt and older sister having a conversation through the window, sort of a negotiation with them because these were classmates of theirs. And negotiating them to sort of back down in trying to break into our house and assassinate us. We ended up surviving that night. Then my grandfather said that we had to like leave. We all left thinking that we'd come back, that you know, within a few months that the war would end. So we sort of fled, I think like 4 a.m. and walking through the streets and actually walking over dead bodies and seeing debris and buildings that have fallen apart, sort of landmarks of like hotels that, you know, that had like movie theaters and all of this that we used to go by and see no longer were standing tall.